Heidi and Frank show. I thought that Shoemaker would never leave to make way for our super hot best friend, Craig Grass.
I've just been making out with Heidi the whole time.
Amazing kisser.
We've been making plans to go golfing together.
Frank, man, you're my bro.
Yeah.
You're my bro.
We're going to hang.
You are my bro. Frank, I love you. Everything we've done together, man, you've always been there for me. And
Craig Shoemaker's killing himself right now.
Yeah, Frank, I mean, every time, man, I just like, there's been so many times. It's like, I know it's not entertaining on the air to say this, but just, you know, I just love that I can always count on you.
Yeah, I don't answer the phone normally for people, but when I see it's...
Same here. I don't like picking up for anyone.
I'm like...
A lot of comedians call me. It's like, dude. But then, Frank, anything you need, man, it's
just...
Same way, too. You know?
And after the night of lovemaking that we shared, I mean, I can't even... To even think of being with another woman is like, it's nauseating to me.
I could tell that you weren't that experienced when I needed the shoehorn.
Right. I mean, I'm very, very compact.
Yeah. And I just, but it didn't matter because it wasn't about the sex.
Yeah.
It's about the
connection.
Love. It's about the connection.
Connection. Yeah.
And it's one of those things like, all right, I know we're totally going to do it. Like, I knew that from the first time we met.
You could feel it.
You could feel it, but I didn't care about that. It was about how connected we are. And it's,
I've never even felt that kind of connection with anybody before ever. Yeah.
And I've never really offered anybody this. It's just like, anytime you want to come back. I mean, just, you don't need to ring the doorbell. Just,
oh my God. Are you serious?
It's open door. It's like, you know, it's like your family. You just open the door, you come in. It's like, hey, Uncle Craig's here. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You
know, and let us know your favorite things to eat and drink so we can always have it, you know, on hand when you're here.
I'm actually doing a special in January called The Love Master that I'm doing. It's I don't know why you're laughing. You don't even know what it's about. It's but I'm doing a comedy special called Craig Gass, The Love Master. And,
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be
so good.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
and so I'll make sure to come in. I'll probably hang out with you guys for like a week or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Just come in the air, you know.
Well, yeah,
just,
whatever you need.
Anytime. Right, cool.
That's awesome.
Open chair, open mic.
Awesome.
This is a relationship we have.
And open legs in my case.
Do I need to reset with your audience to let them know how we know each other?
Maybe.
All right. I'm a comedian. Yeah. I'm usually funny. My name's Craig Gass. And I've known these guys for 10 years. I've played a bunch of weird characters on a bunch of shows, but I'm doing voice stuff now, which is why I'm living here in LA. I do voices on Family Guy, American Dad.
What's the most requested? Like when you're on stage and people, do they yell like you're a rock star and they're yelling out Freebird?
Yeah, sometimes they yell out stuff like Gene Simmons or my first episode of Family Guy was 4 years ago. They had me do Al Pacino. And I got so excited about it. Really awesome woman named Linda LaMontagne, who's the casting director of the show, said, we want you to come in, and are you available? Would you like to work on Family Guy? And I said, yeah. And she goes, well, can you be in LA by next Thursday? And I go, yeah. And I just said yes, yes, yes to everything. Mm-hmm. Hung up the phone. The night before I flew to LA, I'm telling a comedian friend of mine that I'm going to be doing stuff with Family Guy, and he goes, dude, how much are they paying you? And I go,
oh,
I have no idea. I never even asked the question. So I called Linda and I said, hey, Linda, it's Craig. And she goes, are you all right for tomorrow? And I go, no, I'm okay. I'm totally okay. This is really embarrassing. But I didn't even ask you how much I'm getting paid. And she goes, Craig, hold on. And I hear her shuffling through some papers. She goes, Craig Gass. Craig, you're getting scale plus 10. And I go, okay. So I'm getting scale plus 10. She goes, yeah. Do you have any questions? I go, yeah, what's scale plus 10? I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to act like
you're in the biz and you know, and you're like, oh, that's cool.
I go, yeah. And she goes, well, scale, after a scale is $780 plus 10%. So that's $78. So you'll be getting paid $858. And I go, okay, that's all right, fine. Because I would have paid them to do the show.
Right, exactly. Yeah, don't tell them that.
The next day, I come in and it's just me and Seth MacFarlane. And the recording session lasts 3 minutes. Seth MacFarlane keeps doing one line as Peter Griffin, where he says, this is crazier than when Al Pacino was a slumlord laundromat tenant. And then they cut to me as Al Pacino in the middle of a bunch of broken down washers and dryers going, you're out of order. And you're out of order. And you're all out of order! I do that three times, and Seth MacFarlane is at the board, and he goes, all right, man, I think we're good. And for some reason, I think, like with Frank, I think we're going to be friends now. And I go, hey, so you want to hang out or something? And he goes, hang out. And I go, yeah, I don't know, you want to grab a coffee or something? He goes, no, I got to work. I go, all right, do you want me to leave? And he goes, yeah, get the hell out of here. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. Grab my papers. I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Sorry, Seth.
3 minutes of work.
Yeah. So they didn't call me again for like 6 months, I think it was. And then now they call me every few months and they say, hey, can you do this voice? Can you do this voice? Can you do this voice? And now when I come in, I never see Seth. It's always this guy, Mike Henry.
Yeah, because Seth's like, oh, he's coming out.
Well, Mike does the voice of Cleveland and the creepy old guy. And I'll come in and Mike will be waiting for me. And I'll go, hey, Seth around. And he'll go, don't worry about Seth. Come on. We're gonna record some stuff and get you out of here.
Knock this out.
Don't worry about it. But I've always been able to do any kind of voice that I hear because I grew up in a family, and it's gonna sound like a joke, but it's not. Everyone in my family is completely deaf. You guys know that, right?
No.
Did you not know that?
I don't think something you probably would have retained if we knew
right.
that.
Right.
Oh, well, wow. It's not a joke. My mom, my dad, and my sister are all completely deaf, which trying to explain that to other comedians who are insensitive, you know, yeah. It's not fun. I was at a comedy club over the summer, and a comedian, Artie Fuqua, is talking to Tracy Morgan, and he's pointing at me, and I know they're talking about me. I know they're talking about my family because I could see him going, dude, it's family. You know, and Tracy's looking at me going, okay. And then 5 minutes later, Tracy is kind of in my area looking like he wants to talk to me, and he goes, so Greg, your family's like retarded, right? And I was like, retarded? No. Retarded? They're deaf. What is wrong with you, man? Family's not retarded. They're deaf. And he goes, okay, so they deaf. So they deaf? Okay, so they wear like football helmets and stuff? And I was like, what are you talking about? Well, no, they just can't hear you. Okay, so they deaf. All right. So can they see? Yes! What kind of deaf people have you met that can't see? What's wrong with you, man? Like, yeah. So I an old friend of Heidi and Frank's, and I was just glad to reconnect with you guys. And I'm going to do a show in L.A. sometime in January. I would love to come back.
Yeah, we'd love to come see the show.
Anytime, really, seriously.
I feel bad I have nothing to promote. But
No, it's fine. We like just hanging out.
Yeah, just anytime. We like hanging out. Craig Gass will definitely be back on the show as soon as possible. We're going to have to take a break and come back. Good to see you again, man.
And if you want to see some weird pictures, go to facebook.com/ILoveGass. I love Gass with two S's. And there's some weird pictures, like a picture of me backstage at a Slayer concert talking to Kenny G while the singer of Megadeth is in a prayer circle. That's a long story.
Wow. Yeah. Go to his Facebook page.
Facebook.com/ILoveGass. It's in the profile pics.
Thank you so much, Greg. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.